This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Holiday weekends in America often include a family trip to some big attraction, theme parks, state fairs, maybe even the circus. Remember that? When you used to go to the circus? Yeah, no, it's not what it used to be. Earlier this summer, New York's Big Apple Circus put on its last performance of the season. The performers are hoping it's not the last performance ever. There are only about a dozen circus companies in the country today compared to a couple hundred 40 years ago. Tastes change, priorities change, and everyone from audiences to sponsors are putting on the disappearing act. Ashley Mildtite has more.
It's been at least a century since circuses were in their heyday. Peter Schrake is the archivist of Circus World Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin. He says whole towns used to flock to the big tent, and not just for entertainment.
You saw new technology on display. Sometimes the first time people saw a light bulb or a motion picture or the newest automobile or news from, like, say, the Spanish-American War was with a traveling circus.
Then came radio, TV, and the internet. Will Maitland-Weiss is executive director of the nonprofit Big Apple Circus. It's just launched a crowdfunding campaign. He says the audience has plateaued and the costs of touring have shot up. Before the financial crisis,
we used to make about $2 million a year in revenue from corporations who would buy out the house. And they would use it as a way of entertaining clients or rewarding employees and their families.
He says that number has dropped by half. Still, plenty of people still train as circus performers. Susie Winson is the director of a circus school in New York called Circus Warehouse.
People are using circus arts in things other than the circus.
She says a lot of her students
do nightclub work, they do corporate events, they do private parties. This is actually where the money is.
Not to mention on Broadway and in Hollywood. And she says, like a lot of other workers, circus performers can't just be a juggler or a trapeze artist anymore. They have to be good at everything. I'm Ashley Mildtite for Marketplace.